This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Four o'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show, live in the Holtz Chevrolet Studios with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. I'm Rami Makhlouf. We'll get the latest on the recruiting trail with John McNamara, our Wisconsin insider. He joins us at 4:48. And Thon Maker, you'll hear from the Bucks center. Very excited about being in the playoffs and coming back to Milwaukee for Game 3. You'll hear him at 5:35 here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're going to get back into some Bucks talk, put you in Jason Kidd's seat in just a few minutes, but we need to do Bucks fans a service, because a lot of you are also Packers fans, and you're going to miss that schedule release show tonight. But no need to watch that schedule release show tonight, because we have the whole thing for you right here, right now, on the Wendy's Big Show. And this is courtesy of a friend of the show, Marcus Eversole from WDUZ in Green Bay, and he has the whole schedule. I think he just put together all the leaks that we've been getting throughout the afternoon and kind of pieced it together. And here's what we have, Sparky. Allegedly. Week one, they will host the Seahawks, 3:25 kickoff. Week two, they will visit the Falcons on Sunday Night Football. Do we want to do win-loss on all these?
We can do that when Gary comes back.
Okay.
I don't think we have to do that today.
All right. Week three, they will host the Bengals. Again, a 3:25 kickoff. So far, all their games nationally televised. Week four, Thursday Night Football, when they host the Bears. Week five, they will visit the Cowboys for another 3:25 kickoff. Week six, they are at the Vikings. Noon kickoff for that one. Week seven, noon kickoff against the Saints at Lambeau Field. Week 8, they get the bye, which is the bye week that every NFL team wants, either that or week 9. Week 9, the Packers will host the Lions on Monday Night Football. Week 10, Packers are at the Bears, noon kickoff. Another noon kickoff to host the Ravens on November 19th, week 11. Week 12, November 26th, Packers are at the Steelers for Sunday Night Football. Week 13, Packers will host the Buccaneers, noon kickoff. Another noon kickoff when they host the lowly Browns. Not surprising, who wants to see the Browns? They are at the Panthers for a noon kickoff. Week 15, week 16, they host the Vikings. That's a Saturday game. And then week 17, it's Packers at Lions, noon kickoff to close out the season. So, Laura, you were right about the national TV exposure that they're going to get. Let me count this real quick. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, at least 7 nationally televised games, maybe 8.
How are you figuring they're nationally televised? Well, Sunday night, Thursday night, or Monday night, right?
The 3:25 game is always, that's always the national game.
And look at the networks, dude.
How about there are multiple 3 o'clock games?
Well, yeah, but I mean, it will be outside of the market. National might be the wrong term for it, but they'll be...
Right, so I look at national games as...
It'll be widely televised,
excuse me. Thursday night, Monday night, where you're the only games, right?
Yeah.
So
they'll get...
Sunday night, Packers at Falcons week 2. Week 4, Packers at versus Bears at home. That's a Thursday night, so that's 2. And your next one is Monday night after your bye week, which is week 8 like you wanted, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's against the Lions on Monday Night Football. So you get an extra day on top of coming off of the bye week.
Nice.
And then the next one is Sunday Night Football on the 26th, which means no Thanksgiving Day game, thankfully. And that's at the Steelers Sunday Night Football after Thanksgiving. And then that Saturday game, I'm assuming... No, the whole slate, I bet you, is Saturday.
Probably.
Everybody played probably...
On 23rd, because that gets them out of having to play on Christmas Eve on the 24th.
Why can't we have football on Christmas Eve?
I don't know. I'm happy we don't.
And I bet you they flex 2 or 3 or more than other games. It depends on how you're doing. But they'll get 7 to 8 games. And I bet you Dallas be on every week somewhere.
And those games at the end could get flexed too, obviously, I would think.
And it really goes by the number one crew. If they're in your town, everybody's going to watch it. They want to see the Packers. The Packers brings in a lot of ratings, especially if they're winning. If they're winning and they're playing a team that's winning. Like that Tampa Bay game. When is that again, Steve? That Tampa Bay Green Bay can go. Tampa is a team that's on the rise.
The Buccaneers game comes after the Sunday night game against the Steelers. That's week 13, yep. And it's before you come home to take on the Browns and the Panthers.
See, that game could be very important,
or go
too.
On the road to take the Browns and Panthers. Buccaneers are in Green Bay December 3rd.
In Green Bay, see, that can be a...
That should help Green Bay. It's Tampa coming to Green Bay in December.
But I'm saying the importance of the game.
Oh, right.
It'll be... Anytime you have... Obviously, people want to see Aaron Rodgers, but people are going to want to see Dallas. They're going to want to see New England. You just know that.
I think if you look at this schedule, now, depending on how good you think the Vikings are going to be.
Don't you finna do win or loss?
No, I'm not doing win or loss.
Let me say this real
quick. I told Rami already we're not.
I'm going to tell you this. You told me that 3-4 years ago.
Yep.
We was on this show. Oh, win, loss. Oh, I think they'll be blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I ain't doing that no more. I'll do it if the fans ask for it. But go ahead and finish.
Because you don't know who the surprise team is going to be. You don't know what the draft's going to be. Nothing.
But so, that's the fun of it, though.
But if you say that you think the Vikings could be pretty good,
yeah,
right, mm-hmm. You really have one possible stretch where it might be difficult for a stretch of time, I guess you could say. And that is right before the bye week, depending on what you think the Saints are, where, I mean, really, just the first half of the schedule. Home against the Seahawks, 3-25 start, week one. At the Falcons, Sunday night football. I think both those games are probably tough for them. Home against the Bengals. They have more than enough talent and were awful last year. Then home against the Bears, Thursday night football, in a short week against the Bears. But it's at Lambeau. Both games are at Lambeau.
Don't even give me the team. Give me the quarterback that you're going to play. That's what I put it on.
Then at Dallas, 3-25 start after the Bears game.
Well, you lost to him.
Then at the Prescott. Vikings. And then home versus the Saints. And then bye week.
Drew Brees can put up 560 yards.
So I think Cowboys, Vikings, Saints is maybe the hardest stretch you're going to have of this whole schedule.
Do they have three at home?
In a row?
In a row.
Nope. Two, and that's early on.
That's what you would love.
Three of the first four are at home.
I don't mind playing three straight on the road if I get three straight at home.
But wouldn't you want three or four at home at the end of the season in December? Versus in the beginning?
Against teams from the South.
Right, but instead you're three or four at home in the month of September. I mean, it's great for the fans because they're not going to have to freeze.
You get a fast start too. Because if you can get a quick start like 5-0 or 4-0, it puts pressure on people in the division. And then, not to mention, other teams are putting on notice how good you really are.
Right.
So, again, the most important thing for this team is to play teams who are going to be ready with a quarterback. And you start with a Super Bowl champion quarterback, Russell Wilson. Now, you did beat these guys 38-10, but that's what I look at, Steve. I didn't want to let my secret out of the bag. I don't look so much at the team. I look at the quarterback.
And you got to face Mike Glennon week 4 and week 10. Could you get it out?
I'm not sleeping on that game because I almost ruined my relationship last time the Packers and Bears played.
What do you mean?
Relationship with what? With food?
No, with my girlfriend. Oh. I almost lost her that night.
Why? What happened?
I was so mad. I just stormed out of Lambeau and like she was like 25, 30 feet behind me and my mom was all pissed off. But you look at this.
So you just left your girlfriend behind at Lambeau?
I didn't leave my girlfriend behind. Crazy. She was just kind of following me back because I was cursing and yelling. But
he's not old enough.
The first seven weeks,
in front of your mom?
Huh?
Dude, you better be careful, man. You better be careful. You're out of your league to begin with that chick.
Yeah,
for real. You better not go mess that up.
Between what you just told me and that Snapchat you sent me last week, you're about to lose that girl.
Wait a minute. I think I'm missing something. Wait a minute. Stop.
Ah, whatever. It's all good.
You got the first seven games
that they could come out of this thing 6-1, and you get the Vikings.
Don't do that to yourself.
Turn his mic off.
Don't do that to yourself.
All right, hey, man, listen.
Don't start talking 6-1 in the first seven. You don't know how this is all going to play out. Look at this. They don't have their first noon game until October 15th, Leroy. And I think if it was up to McCarthy, he'd want a noon game every week, right?
Noon games are awesome.
That's what if McCarthy had his way, they'd play at noon every Sunday.
I love noon games.
And be in your routine. Instead, you have he loves routine, right? 3:25 Sunday night, 3:25 Thursday night, 3:25, then you finally get a couple of noon games.
Those 3:25 games on national TV, he's all right with it probably.
I think it's a friendly schedule.
I think the schedule has turned out pretty good.
Well, remember last year.
I like the schedule.
Last year, they had the easiest schedule based on one loss.
Based on opponents.
So I don't know how to look at
it. Based on how it's stacked up, though.
Normally, when you make it to the championship game, you have a harder schedule. But again, you just don't want to have three on the road at any time.
And they
just don't want to do that.
Well, McCarthy got mad about that last year.
Yeah, he did.
This is like the second time they've had it since McCarthy's been the coach where they've had to go on the road three times. And that should not happen. Well, I mean, I don't know how often it happens to everybody else. How many times has it happened to the Bears in the last 10 years, Ron?
I couldn't tell you.
What, three?
You couldn't tell me?
No.
Oh, that's a big glitch.
Three straight road games?
Yes.
Yeah, I have no idea.
And it's happened multiple times since McCarthy's been the coach. It shouldn't. I mean, unless it rotates where every team has to do it every so many years, no team should have to do that multiple times over a short period of time.
Looking at all this, again, it don't matter. New England's going to still do it until these guys get – till the league gets more aggressive in the way they play calling, signing, and things of that nature. Because you can't tell me that these GMs, if you think you're one to two players away, that you wouldn't sign some of these – Pro Bowl veterans out here to get past and get to the Super Bowl. I just don't get it. And I'm including the Green Bay Packers in that. There's no way that I would think that I can call John Schneider and talk to him and figure out a way to get Richard Sherman if you think that puts you in the Super Bowl. Just don't make sense to me.
Why are you feeding this dude, man?
I mean,
why are you feeding this dude?
It just don't
why
make
was
sense.
He feeding me? I'm He's saying, using common saying, sense.
He doesn't get angry enough about the moves they don't make.
But I'm saying that to the entire league, though. The entire league, to me, it's a head-scratcher how the most activity of the last 2 weeks have been in New England. The most activity.
Why are you flaming the fire, man?
It just don't make sense to me. I wouldn't go to work thinking that I want to go to the Super Bowl and the same guy's going to win it again because I'm sitting here trying to save some pennies.
I know what can calm Sparky down. Talking about bowling. That always soothes the nerves.
Well, it's as much about bowling as it is about volleyball. Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
volleyball.
He's thinking about volleyball
I told
now,
you
right?
About getting center lanes, man. What are you talking about, volleyball?
Yeah, volleyball. You don't know anything about volleyball. All you need to know is this. If you love bowling, you know where to go. I've been telling you about it for a couple of years now. Castle Lanes in Racine, best place to go bowling. It's not even close. How much?
$5.
I got you. Okay. Individual flat screens on each lane. $5 Friday bowling for those of you like the road that only have $5, even if you don't. Think about it. You have a family of four for $20.
My girl can pay the tax when I find one.
For $20, you and your family bowl as much as you want from noon until 9 p.m. on Fridays for $5. And that up Northwoods atmosphere is awesome. Feels like you're in a log cabin. They've done an unbelievable job there. It's no wonder why Travel and Leisure Magazine calls them one of the coolest places to bowl in the country. Not in the state, in the country. If you've not been there, you're missing out. Now, we know the weather is going to start to heat up around here at some point. It is Wisconsin, so who knows how long that'll be. But that means volleyball action outside with some sand, right? Everything about joining a league, check this out. The co-ed volleyball leagues at Castle Lanes features 1,200 pounds of imported sand in a private setting with refereed three-game match play. The season is 15 nights of super fun volleyball. Now, you can sign up your six-person team for $275 before Sunday, May 14th. That fee will include six T-shirts, first-place team trophies, and you also get Durango's Pizza for match winners and an end-of-season party, all for just $275. Great deal. Want to know what's a better deal? How about free? Yeah, that's right. Go to our website, 1057fmthefan.com. Go to our contest page and enter to win a free team membership. Free team membership. Free. Deadline to enter is Friday, May 12th. Again, 1057fmthefan.com. Go to the contest page to have a chance to win a free team membership at Castle Lanes in Racine for this summer. Contest is going to be great, so don't miss out. $5 Friday bowling and beach volleyball at Castle Lanes on Highway 31 in Racine for 25 years. The wild side of bowling. Check them out on Facebook.
Sit in Jason Kidd's seat right after this on the Wendy's Big Show on the Holt Chevrolet
Studios.
Can I get
that big backrest?
You can if you want. Show. It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters Ease. Nominees this week include Pink Floyd, that was Baby Tower. Sparky went with Al Green. Leroy wants to hear MC Hammer. Gary Wolfel, who is here for the 2 o'clock hour, he wants Lou Rawls. I went with DMX. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan. Hashtag Big Throwback for your chance at a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Quickly go to the other side of the glass for a voting update with Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt. What do you have
over
there?
Hold on, can I predict? Can I make a prediction?
Yeah.
I'm going to guess, because of all the MC Hammer bashing I was doing, that it's MC Hammer.
It better be.
Let's see.
I wish it was. It's DMX currently with a sizable lead.
Sizable? I didn't see any votes for DMX.
Yeah. Sizable.
Really? Upsetting.
All right.
Def Jam's Finest.
Okay.
So that's a girl group then?
No, oh, man.
Yeah.
That's SWV.
SWV.
Yeah. You get
What do they
just,
sing?
Just recuse yourself from any conversations about rap and hip-hop,
dude. They sing girly songs?
Girly songs.
So, but they're not rap?
No.
And this other group is?
He's a guy.
It's one dude. DMX is one dude. How do you not know who DMX is?
He always acts like a dog.
How does his mother... Wait. How does the mother
play a little bit of DMX
give you a name of three letters? Like John or Jim or...
Leroy, you want to tell him again?
Bill's a nice name. William?
Named after my father.
Leroy or Leroy? That's a good name. Gives your name just three letters to a name.
Wendy's Big Show will be out at Skipper Buzz for their Boaters tailgate party going on through Sunday.
I'll just show you why tonight.
We're out there tomorrow. Come on out there. Use boats of all sorts.
10 and 13 tonight.
Plus new models from Sea Ray, Four Winds, Mastercraft, Harris, Glastron, Starcraft, Scout, you name it. They got it. And this spring selection of clearance and blowout models is fantastic. See what they did there. New boat and motor packages starting at just $59.95. Buy a new boat and register to win luxury box seats for the Brewers.
There you go.
That's at Skipper Buds Supercenter.
That's I-94, a nice full prize.
Exit Highway T, West Frontage Road in Pewaukee. Check them out at skipperbuds.com.
I shot an Instagram video on one of their big yachts in the back. It was approved, by the way.
And then he bought it the next day.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram page.
Leroy's not going on the water.
I got an update here.
Can't swim, cuz.
He does have a real name. Earl.
No wonder he
changed
to
DMX. No, his real name is DMX.
His name is Earl?
It's like when he does the update, nobody knows Bill Schmidt. Everybody knows Baby Tausch.
My mom does.
Well,
she likes hearing it.
Well, she named you, allegedly. I heard she found you, but that's another
show. Yeah, they picked me up at the... firehouse.
Well, that would make sense why he looks like he does. Okay. Go ahead.
What would you do differently if you were Jason Kidd in game 3? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. Came up just short in game 2, Sparky. They fall 106-100. What would you do differently to make up that 6-point differential?
Teletovic can stay at the team hotel.
Or stay at the hotel.
He's going to hit some threes.
Have him on the bench, man. Come on. He's part of the team.
Telly.
Sure. So Teletovic doesn't play for me. I play Beasley for sure. And I think I want to try Thon and Monroe. I want to see kind of what that looks like. I want to give it a shot. I just want to see.
Who's going to come off the bench then? Beasley.
Yeah, and then Thon is going to play the stretch four. So instead of Thon going to the bench when Monroe comes in, Thon just slides over to the four and plays next to Monroe.
So who would your starting five be?
Same five.
Same five. I got what you're saying.
Same five,
right. You're saying you'll change the rotation.
Right. So Teletovic doesn't play 12 or 13 minutes. I'll give those between Beasley and letting Thon play some of the stretch four. Maybe not large chunks of time, but make Toronto have to think about what they're going to do when he's out there.
Yeah.
I just want to see Casey's reaction when Thon's out there with Greg Monroe of, now who am I going to match up personnel-wise with these two?
Yeah, you'll be Thon at the stretch four. Okay, I get it.
I mean, he's 7'1", 7'2", whatever he is, as a stretch four. That's a legitimate stretch four. And now you have a back-to-the-basket guy, Monroe, and then on the other end, you still have a shot blocker out there with Monroe. I mean, I wish I remember the caller who suggested it. It's a brilliant idea. And Thon said they tried it once around the All-Star break and went really well.
I don't know if I want to try new things in game 3 of a playoff series.
I do.
You're the sixth seed. Of course I do. Let's see what they do.
Because at this point, fool anybody. They know what you're doing.
Make them react to you.
Absolutely.
Make him dictate his personnel on the floor based on what you have on the floor. That's what I like to see. Let's see what happens. But for me, it's slow down Ibaka because he's killed you. And Brogdon is going to go get 24 or 25 tonight. Write that down.
You said what?
24 or 25 for Brogdon tonight.
For Brogdon.
Yep.
Tonight.
Uh-huh.
In game 3.
Yep. You heard me. 24-25 for Brogdon tonight. They win by 10 or 12.
So that would mean Middleton have to be 18-9.
Sure. Yep.
But if Middleton is 20, then they're going to probably beat him by 10 or 12.
Yep. That's what I think is going to happen.
Three guys in the 20s without – that's not even putting in Moose because he's going to be a double-double. pretty excited. You know what I would do? I would do something that Gary, I really respect Gary.
Since when?
Well, the white one.
Okay.
I really think I like trapping Lowry every time he's in the corner, trapping that guy. I don't want him launching any threes because he has that look. Gary, I actually had an interview with him, and Gary said he felt for Racine Journal Times. That's the Gary, by the way. People know we're kidding. Come on. I would trap him, Steve. I would not want him to get off tonight.
Agreed.
I would trap him, get the ball out of his hand. If DeRozan, if he goes off, one guy can't hurt you. But, again, Ibaka seems to be the guy that can give you some problems. But I do not want Larry just come down jacking up threes because I've had the history of that kid. He could put up 30 at any time. And I think that gives you a lot of problems because we always go back to history. Guards who can shoot can give the Bucks problems. So, and I know the people out there who do not want to see Dele. I would definitely have him in there sometimes aggravating people. It'd almost be like a boxing one with him following Lowry everywhere, grabbing him, holding. I get a foul, okay, I live with it. They're early fouls. But I want him in the game aggravating people, and I agree with Steve, Beasley will play a lot. But I have to have Telovich come out and shoot some threes every now and then to change the pace. I just have to. I don't have a lot of
– He's not going to make them. So he's just going to have blank shot attempts.
He'll make three of them tonight because they're going to leave him open. They're not going to leave Snell open. They're not going to leave Brogdon wide open like they have been. They give up those threes because Snell was 4-for-6.
Yep.
So you would think that they're going to leave somebody open when Telly is in the game.
Oh, you'd be the one.
He has to hit them. But if you're right, if he's launching them, he's not making them, you can always go to plan B. But as Rami indicated, he doesn't like trying new things right now. I have to, because at this point, you know what Toronto's system, you know what they run. They know what the Bucks run. The first 8 minutes of that game is going to be so loud and out of control. You got to get to a big lead to get them using their timeouts. And then if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm cool and calm and collected like most light-skinned guys are, and I just let my leaders take over.
The one thing you do not want to happen is Toronto get out to an early lead and silence the crowd. That is the one thing
that's
you
a good point.
Don't want to have happen.
And I got two things about Giannis. Make your free throws, stay out of foul trouble. Because I don't know.
Yep. No dumb fouls.
And if I'm Jason Kidd, I'm going over to the refs during the shoot around. When they're out there, hey, I just call it. How you guys doing? Y'all need anything to drink or anything? Are y'all doing okay? I mean, just, you know, I must lay off you guys a little bit, but it's been a problem. My guy's not getting protected. I just want to put it in their head, Steve. My guy's not getting protected. He's getting technical fouls just by looking at you guys, and he's an emotional kid. All of you guys called this game. He doesn't mean anything malicious by it. So if he dunks on four of their guys tonight, which will happen, he doesn't mean anything when he gets up. He's emotional. So just let it ride. Because if the calls don't come our way, it's going to be difficult, especially if you can't hit the free throws. So Giannis, stay out of foul trouble, please. And when you go through that, as Jimmy Mack says, make your throws.
If you're Jason Kidd, what do you do differently from game two to game three to get the win and go up 2-1 in this series?
Got full phone line, so some people think they can call a game.
799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. We'll hear from you, the head coach, right after this on the Wendy's Big Show in the Holt Chevrolet studio. I thought the song just stopped, but apparently it gets real quiet. This is the Wendy's Big Show. It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters East. I'm Robbie Backloff, along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and the Packer Hall of Famer Leroy Butler. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week by tweeting your artist at 1057FM The Fan with the hashtag Big Throwback, and you're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Masters East. DMX with a sizable lead at last check, so it'll probably be DMX next week. But don't let that stop you from voting, because every vote enters you for a
versions,
chance to
right?
win. Yes. A $25 gift certificate.
You can't play the one that was in Deadpool.
Two Masters East. No, we cannot play that. or really Deadpool. Anything from Deadpool on the
yeah.
air. That's
love Deadpool.
If you're Jason Kidd, what do you do differently in Game 3? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com. The one thing I would do differently if I'm Jason Kidd, play the hot hand, man. Just play whoever that is.
Like, okay, just see who it is and let him
roll.
I'm
not. Obviously, your starters are going to get 20-plus minutes. Maker, yep. Giannis, yep. Brogdon, Middleton yep. And who am I missing? I said Maker. Oh, and Tony Snell.
Okay.
Snell it.
They're going to get their minutes. Okay, that's fine. If Teletovic comes off the bench and he's hitting threes, great. Keep
Thank
him in
you.
There. If Snell is the one hitting threes, then leave him in there. If
they don't play the same position.
If I know, but you can go again. Positions are very overrated nowadays. Sparky, don't pay
That's
so much
Gary
attention
said.
To positions.
So guard a 6'10 guy with a 6'4 guy.
Yeah.
Okay. You
yeah.
play basketball your way.
Rotation,
I'm not playing
it may
that
happen
way.
On a pick and roll switch. It may happen.
It can, but I'm not purposely putting a bunch of 6'4 guys out there together.
I wouldn't
but
mind.
You do it your way.
I wouldn't
yeah.
mind it. I really wouldn't. We've seen teams go small
they gotta
in the
guard
past,
you too.
And it worked. Right, exactly. Yeah. They got to guard you yeah. on the other side of the floor. Yeah. They got to get out to that three-point line and put a hand in your face.
The strength of this team is their length. To take that away from them and to do something else is stupid. Sorry.
And I'm not even talking
we can disagree on how to play defense. That's fine.
I'm not even talking about necessarily going small. I'm saying whatever the hot hand is outside of your four main guys, whatever the hot hand is, stick with it. I don't understand why we didn't see Tony Snell for the entire fourth quarter until the last two plays. That doesn't make any sense to me. He was bombing from the three-point line. What was he at?
Four for six.
Three-point line, and all of a sudden, fourth quarter comes around, you're trying to make a comeback, and that guy is sitting on your bench?
Yep.
That makes no sense to me.
None.
And on top of that, I'd like to see the bench shortened up a little bit. I don't need to see Spencer Hawes at all. I really don't need to see Spencer Hawes at all. Love Jason Terry.
I got to see the Jeff.
Don't necessarily need to see Jason Terry on the bench. If anything, I'm wondering why Beasley and Henson aren't in the rotation a little bit more. Well, at least some, because neither of them
played
at all in game two. If you need scoring off the bench, why not go to Mike Beasley? Isn't that why you brought him in?
One would think, but since he's come back from his injury, he's been shunned.
So just shorten up the bench a little bit. I don't think you need to go more than 8 or 9 deep during the playoffs, and go with the hot hand. Whoever it is, leave him in there, give him his minutes, because you're going to have to hit from three-point line to beat this Raptors team. What would you do differently? 799-1250, or you can email us live at 1057fmthefan.com.
Steve, if you changed, before you go to social media, if you changed the starting five, what would you do differently? If you could change the starting five.
Well, I'd start Monroe over Thon. I mean, if you're telling me change the starting five, somebody's got to come out.
Yes,
I would start with Greg Monroe. Yeah. Okay. Monroe would start over Thon Maker. If I was looking from that aspect, and if you wanted to really dramatically change it, you could start Thon at the four, Giannis at the three, and play Middleton at the two, and bring Snow off the bench.
Okay,
but that's really dramatic. I don't think.
So you wouldn't do
they
Dele,
want to get
you
to
wouldn't
level.
Start Dele over Brogdon. Why did you give me that look?
Go, who's on line one, text boy? Come on.
They're still screening him. I thought you were about to read a tweet.
Oh, yeah,
about
read a tweet, Steve.
Well, after that.
Did he throw you off?
Would you start Dele over Brogdon? Oh, my God.
You got to get that playoff experience in there, right?
No, that's just not
got a ring,
He's got
man.
A rig, man.
Making no. $10 million.
Got his own shoes.
No. Go to the calls.
All right. I'll go to Antoine in Tosa. You're on the Wendy's
what's
Big
up,
Show.
Man?
What's up, Antoine?
How you doing? Hey, fellas, I think Brogdon is playing outstanding defense.
Mm-hmm.
He, oh my God, I love watching him play on both sides. I think what would really be great today if we saw Giannis push the ball during transition, but when they get to the half court set, to try to establish him in the post. I saw him do that little Michael Jordan turnaround. He looked wonderful doing that. I think he'll have a more high-efficiency shot if he caught the ball in the post. That's all I have to say, and I'd like to hear what you guys
say. So you're saying Brogdon posting up on Lowry?
No, Giannis.
Oh, Giannis. I don't know if I'm trusting a turnaround from him. I mean, yes, he hit it. He hit it in Madison Square Garden to win the game, I know. And he's hit it before. I still think
that shot's coming around, man. I could see it being a real part of his arsenal
later.
In the near future.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to rely on that now. Leroy, I mean, do you think he's at that point to rely on that shot now in the playoffs?
Yep, he's got to try it now. He's gonna get a baby. And
you're
hook.
The one who said it's, hey, why not try new things? You're the sixth seed. You're the underdog.
Understand something. I was talking about personnel. I'm not talking about playing to a player's weakness and having him just jack it up there, even though we know he struggles at
it. He takes a lot of shots pregame anyway, Steve. He needs to try stuff that people don't notice in the playbook. Because people know certain shots. There's two shots that he's missing. The little Henson baby hook.
Yep.
He has to add that. And he had to do the crossover, step up and step back and take that three. He has to add that to his arsenal. He can get that shot anytime he gets ready. He's going to the hole because everybody wants to cut him off. He steps back right behind the three-point and just let it go.
And that step is like to half court. He's so long.
You're right. So he'll get the space, but everybody's going to play him, just like Tony Parker. We're going to cut him off and let him have that jumper. If he makes those jumpers and step back and take those three, man, watch out. I think Middleton – I want to get him going early. I'm throwing some pick and rolls, some double screens, to get him some threes early.
Let's get him one more call on this. It's George and Tosa. You're on the Wendy's Big Show.
Georgia, hey, George.
How you guys doing? Hey, no, this is how I look at it. Everybody, basketball is basketball, so it's all about adjustment.
Okay.
We did very well the first game, and the lineup was fine, and how he played the team was fine. All Toronto did was they adjusted. So what the Bucks have to do, which is that's why we got Jason Kidd, that's why we got a good – he's supposed to be a good coach – is he has to adjust now. You see how they're going to play Giannis. You see how they're going to play our play. We need Monroe. Only reason we need Monroe to come off the bench, we don't got Barry, baby. We need scoring. You have all the best scorers. He got to put Beasley, you right, back into that rotation. But something going on. It all starts with practice. How are you performing in practice? I believe that's how it translates to the game.
I do not care how he's performing in practice. I don't care if Teletovich is hitting everything in practice. When the lights go on, he ain't hitting crap. So at some point, you have to give up on that little project and move on. Beasley,
can't give up, Nasty.
Beasley, I know, can score when the lights are on. Oh, yes, Beasley can score against anybody.
Yeah, he can. But think about this. Okay, he can score. But I'm saying, you want to adjust from what we did the first game and not go with that lineup? We killed that lineup. So tell me why we should change that lineup.
Teletovich didn't kill.
Why should we change it?
Teletovich didn't kill anything in that first game. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying the first game, we won the first game with the lineup, the starting lineup that we had.
I'm not changing the starting lineup. No. I don't want to change the starting lineup. Leroy
you
just ran him
off. You want to take Monroe out.
No. Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
Just hold on. We'll let you finish.
Right.
Steve was going to social media, and I asked Steve, I forced him, if you had to make a switch, how would you switch?
Right.
Okay.
When we started the topic, as far as what I would do if I was a kid, I said Teletovich would sit, Beasley would play, and I would experiment maybe with Thon playing some stretch four next to Greg Monroe in spurts during the game.
That Beasley for Teletovich, I am 100% behind you on that.
Okay.
Athletic scorer, you're right, 100%.
Yep. All right, good. Thanks for the call. Yeah, don't get that twisted. I did not advocate for something to change.
No, it was just a question.
Right.
But it's in fairness to him, he probably didn't hear it. I just want to hear something that would catch Toronto. Just wait, what happened? Timeout.
Right.
That would be nice. And it usually come in the first 6-7 minutes. But as Steve indicated, I just don't want Kyle Lowry to come down and just jack up two or three threes. And hopefully, you know, Gus don't say nothing about it. But let it go. And then next thing, thank you, Steve.
I thought it was funny.
But the one comedian didn't even get it.
No, he's looking at Twitter.
I don't want him coming out hitting two or three threes in a row.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it's quiet, people taking their black shirts off. I'm like, no, calm down. So you got to get ahead when you're at home.
Just put the shirts on, please, since we're back to this.
You said this a million times.
I'm not going to stop. If I watch that game tonight and half that crowd doesn't have black shirts on, I don't care if they win or not, I'm going to lose my mind on a postgame show.
It's always one or two weirdos in the middle that won't do it.
How can we be the only fan base in the NBA that doesn't know to put on the shirts that are on your chair? How can we be the only fan base?
Has this happened before?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I don't remember.
That's why they haven't done them in the last few
playoffs. Because they don't ever put them on.
I'll tell you this. Just the visual of a T-shirt. I've seen it a million times on Twitter today. A T-shirt draped over the back of every chair.
Looks awesome.
It looks awesome.
Yep.
And they did one of those stop motion videos from the Bucks Twitter account this morning of showing the workers putting the T-shirts on the chairs, and you slowly see all the seats in the stadium turn from blue to black. And it's a really cool visual.
I don't know what you two think about this. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get to John McNamara. I'll talk a little Badger recruiting here in a little bit.
Yep.
But your thoughts on if you're running a team, you're in the playoffs, would you rather do T-shirt giveaways Or would you rather do towel giveaways? Because the giveaway on Saturday, everybody's going to have a rally towel. My thought was, I think I might have rather gone with another T-shirt, different color. Maybe make it green, the green T-shirt, a green and cream T-shirt on Saturday, following the black T-shirt on Thursday. I just don't know how much towels do.
They don't make noise.
I think when you see everybody twirling
their towel at the same
time,
it's very distracting when the other guys are there at the free throw.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, not to mention, you can get 100% participation with towels, people doing it with shirts,
you're going to find
some knucklehead and put it on, and we're going to yell at him.
He's going to have a red shirt.
Just ready. Some guys could be down with a white one, like, hey, I didn't know. They didn't tell me. Well, just lay it on top of you and just lean back so you blend in.
We'll get back to some Bucks talk with you with Great Lakes Dragaway.
I like that guy from Milwaukee.
Pick a lane coming up at 5 o'clock. We'll hear from Thon Maker. Thon Maker coming up at 5:35. Spark, you did not advocate a change in the starting lineup, but you do advocate that people stay at the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place.
I was thinking about that the other day. Why wouldn't the Brewers and Bucks use these guys as their team hotel for road teams? Doesn't this make all the sense in the world?
It's too nice. You don't want them to be comfortable and relaxed.
You want them sleepy.
Yeah, that's why you send them to that old hotel downtown that's haunted.
Yeah, but you said it
probably has old bed bugs in it.
No, stop. You sent them to the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place. You get them big and fat by sending them to Algarson Park Restaurant.
That's true. They'll be sleepy.
Right?
Get one of those grilled cheeseburgers.
We kind of want to keep that for ourselves. Don't let them. We don't want everybody in our place.
Hilton Garden Park Place, place where I go for a staycation. Was there for over a week in between moves. I tell everybody to go, friends, family, for coming in town. It's also a great place for a business meeting or host your next event. Their banquet facilities are amongst the best. The Hilton Garden Park Place Hotel, you got an indoor pool, warm water, whirlpool, and fitness center. Plus, Algar's in the Park restaurant like we talked about. Enjoy their happy hour Monday through Friday. $3 domestic bottles and glasses of house wine from 3 to 4. Price goes up $1 each hour till 6. Tonight is Thursday, which means $7 for a burger, bottle of domestic beer, and a side item. Again, that's tonight at Algar's in the Park restaurant at the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place Hotel. It should just be one of your regular stops. Just, you know, you go to these certain restaurants, you and the family, whatever. It should just be one of those things on your list where you always go with the kids. Plus, they're taking reservations now for their massive Mother's Day Sunday brunch. And if you like New Glarus beer, Northern Pines Bar is a preferred New Glarus beer bar. The Hilton Garden Inn Park Place, minutes from Menominee Falls near the Twin Towers and Auto Mall. Book your room or try out their restaurant bar today.
Get the latest from the recruiting trail and Badgers spring practice when our Wisconsin insider John McNamara joins the Wendy's Big Show next in the Holtz Chevrolet Studio. So Wendy's Big Show, it's a throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week by tweeting your artist at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag BigThrowback. You're entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. That's at 105.7 FM The Fan with the hashtag BigThrowback.
Time for the Big Show to check in with Wisconsin insider John McNamara. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
All right, time now to bring in Johnny Mac, as Rami calls him. John McNamara from BadgerBlitz.com.
I call him J Mac, but whatever.
Let's not get hung up on details. It's not a big deal. John McNamara, thanks for coming on, dude.
Absolutely.
Before we get to spring football, let's hire a new assistant basketball coach. And it's somebody that I've watched. And then I saw that he's 38 now. Man, I do feel old. Dean Oliver, the old Iowa guard, a new assistant basketball coach for the Badgers.
Yeah, so that happened within the hour where, you know, Wisconsin had to replace Lamont Paris on its staff, and then they came up with Dean Oliver. So like you mentioned, had a great career at Iowa. He has Midwest ties for the recruiting stuff that Wisconsin's going to want him to do. And then also on that recruiting front, he can pitch that he played professionally for 9 years. So he's a pretty good fit for Wisconsin. He'll be able to coach the guards. That's what Lamont Paris coached. Well, he was on staff, so he'll focus on the guards. They'll certainly have a pretty big task ahead of them because Wisconsin's going to graduate their backcourt of Bronson Kane and Zach Showalter. So I'll have to find replacements for them. But all in all, pretty good hire. I think a lot of people thought it might have been Rob Jeter, but you know, from what we've been told, he interviewed, but he was pretty happy at UNLV. He didn't want to uproot his family again. So Dean Oliver is going to be the new assistant coach at Wisconsin.
Yeah, it tends to be pretty warm in the wintertime in Las Vegas versus Wisconsin. I don't blame Jeter at all for that one. And I don't know how Gard looks at it. And you could probably give me more of an idea. But it just seems to me, if I was Gard, I would be trying, if I had to fill that spot, I'd be looking for the best recruiter I could find. That's where I would be looking. And it doesn't seem that necessarily was the case. I mean, this guy's more about developing guard play from a coaching aspect, maybe more than recruiting. He's been at Illinois State for the last few years.
Yeah, you know, I would tend to agree with you because, you know, Lamont Paris was probably their big-time recruiter on staff. He did an excellent job in Ohio. Also helped out with a lot of other kids. So I think he looked for a guy with some Midwest ties. You're going to have, you know, Joe Krabenhoff taking care of Minnesota and, you know, North Dakota and those kind of states when prospects pop up. Howard Moore takes care of primarily in the state of Illinois. So you're going to look at Dean Oliver to probably look at Ohio and maybe even a little bit more on the East Coast as well. And I'm sure that came up in the interview process. You know, he's a young guy. He can connect with these kids. Like I mentioned before, you know, playing in the Big Ten is a big plus, and then playing professionally is a thing that you can pitch on the recruiting front. So I would imagine that Greg Gard has high recruiting expectations for Dean Oliver. Even though he doesn't have, you know, high major basketball experience, I think that he'll be able to get it done. And, you know, again, with this hire, the timing's, you know, pretty good for Wisconsin because the live evaluation period begins tomorrow with a lot of big-time tournaments across the country.
Talking with John McNamara here from BadgerBlitz.com. From that perspective now, going forward, when we change gears and we look at Badger football, who is that master recruiter for the Badgers right now, that one guy where you're like, he's our best recruiter, it's not close?
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you could pinpoint just one guy. You know, they've had a lot of guys that have some success, and there's some guys that, you know, that have been kind of pegged as more, you know, these guys are better, you know, position coaches than they are recruiters. I think John Settle and Bob Bostead fall in that category. But, you know, as of late, you know, Ted Gilmore's done a lot of work. He's a guy that, you know, he's Wisconsin's wide receivers coach.
West Coast guy.
He recruits a lot in Texas, and he's been really active as of late. So I think there's a handful of guys you can make a case for, but just recently, you know, Ted Gilmore's been big. And, you know, just recently, Quintez Cephas' father died. He was a, you know, a receiver on Wisconsin Badgers. So, you know, Gilmore went with him back to Georgia, and I've talked to, you know, just a couple Georgia coaches in that area, the high school coaches, and, you know, Gilmore's effort to do that and be with Quintez Cephas throughout that whole process really opened some eyes there. And, you know, it certainly, you know, looks good for Wisconsin when they go into those high schools and try to recruit those kids. So I guess Ted Gilmore to me is the guy right now. But like I mentioned before, there's a handful of guys that have done a good job with Wisconsin.
Hey, what about the spring game Badgers have coming up as far as recruits that they may be bringing in for the spring game?
Yeah, so it's always a pretty good time for Wisconsin to showcase the program. So, you know, you'll have all the kids who signed in 2017. You'll have all the commits for 2018. And then, you know, a guy that you probably want to look at for this 2018 class who's not committed is Carter Bradley. He's coming up from Florida. He's got a handful of offers, including one from Wisconsin. And, you know, the way things have been trending right now for the Badgers, it looks like they definitely want to take two quarterbacks in this class. So they have two guys with offers right now. Chase Wolf, who was on campus earlier this week, and Carter Bradley, who's going to be on campus tomorrow for the spring game. I would imagine they'll try to squeeze a commitment from him. And like I mentioned, they're looking to have someone to pair with Ben Bryant, who's already committed in that 2018 class. So if you're looking at one guy, I think it might be Carter Bradley. He's a guy that could leave Wisconsin committed.
That is John McNamara. Find his work at BadgerBlitz.com, on Twitter at McNamara Rivals, and every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show. Appreciate it.
All right, fellas, go Bucks.
All right, John, go Bucks. Have a good one. And John McNamara joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're ready to get into or back into the housing market, look no further than Great Midwest Bank. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to take the next step towards your new home. What?
So look at this. Carter Bradley, dude. Kid from Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh.
6'3", 194 quarterback.
You know where they should take him when they bring him up here?
Three stars.
If they really want to impress him? Dave and Buster's in Wauwatosa. It's my favorite place in the whole wide world. Flat screens as far as the eye can see.
I always thought that was your
couch.
I was going to say, I thought it was his house.
Well, next to my house. Because just like my house, there are just TV screens everywhere.
Oh, my
Just everywhere you look, there are TV screens. In that D&B Sports Lounge, they have something I don't have in my house. 3 161-inch screens. Where are you going? And 8 75-inch screens. And, of course, another thing I don't have in my house is the Million Dollar Midway, featuring the latest and greatest arcade games, including now The Walking Dead and Zombie Snatcher. Your favorite basketball team is in the playoffs tonight, and there is no better place to watch all the action than Dave & Buster's. You can even set up a private viewing party and watch all the basketball playoffs. Don't miss your favorite baseball team, UFC pay-per-view fights, NHL playoffs with the NHL Center Ice Package. Dave & Buster's is also an awesome place to have your company's special event for groups of any size. Heck, you can even do a Dave & Buster's takeover and own the whole place. Kids' birthday parties, graduation celebrations, leave all the planning and details to Dave & Buster's, so all you have to do is have fun with your guests. Call Ben to set up your party today at 414-454-0100 and set up your customized special event. Again, that's Ben at 414-454-0100. And mark your calendars for their annual golf outing to help raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation June 27th at Silver Spring Country Club. Get your group together and sign up or become a sponsor. Just call for details or go to Dave & Buster's for details. And eat, drink, play, watch sports at Dave & Buster's, Wauwatosa, Highway 100, just south of North Avenue. We're going to reset the big topics discussed on today's big show, give you the final say on them with Great Lakes Dragway. Pick a lane next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.